Son, never stop learning.
95% of Egyptians crowd into 5% of their land. The World Bank records that pattern every year. Someone asked me for the short version of a two-line definition. Here it is. The Nile is not scenery. It is the only strip wide enough to grow food. Your first nod just earned a C-. That nod was a lie. The river forces every decision. Cairo's newest towers rise within sight of the same water that once floated granite blocks to the Great Pyramid of Giza. The pyramid kept the record for tallest structure on Earth for more than 3,800 years, according to UNESCO. The same river still sets where people sleep, where they farm, and where they cannot. Now, the Suez Canal. 12% of global trade passes through it. The Canal Authority publishes the figure every quarter. That single waterway converts geography into cash. Transit fees pay for schools and power plants. Lose the canal and the budget collapses. Keep it and Egypt stays on every shipping map. In 2026, the International Monetary Fund projects 4.7% growth. Inflation is easing. The state still depends on the same water and the same canal. Tourism and agriculture remain the two largest earners. Both rest on Nile water levels and on ships paying to cross the isthmus. The takeaway stays simple. Nile agriculture created the ancient state. The Suez Canal later turned the same strip of land into modern leverage. Geography still writes the bill.